Barbara, you may not know, but each week I do a piece on art and I go into the Roman churches. And the other day I was sitting there looking at this altar with all the surrounding candles and all the ex-votos around. That's an awful lot of Latin words, isn't it? Altar.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Altar, altare.
Altar, altar candle. Altar.
Candela, cherius, a waxen, wax taper. Candela is the Latin. That's all right.
How do you say flowers? Because the church...
Flores.
Flores.
Flos floris.
So the florist is not far away from Latin.
No, that's Latin. And to flourish is Latin. See, that's all the same word.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah, flos floris, to bloom. And then, for example, Florida, when you think of it, for example, even, you know, the state of Florida.
Or someone who's florid.
Yeah, certainly is in bloom.
Like a Rubens lady is.
Yeah, okay.
At any rate, the altar, what does it mean exactly? It's something to do with burning sacrificial material? No, nothing.
Yeah, they had incense and libation, yeah. They sacrificed animals. Good. They would have like wheat and fruit and stuff they'd put on the altar, that would be.
How do you say wheat and fruit?
Well, frumentum. Frumentum et poma, or pomum is an apple or a piece of fruit. So we see altars, figures of altars, that are kind of piled up with simple things like that. And wine, and that's what was offered and then consumed, you see.
The Romans were pagans, and they used altars for different purposes. They got married, the Romans, didn't they?
Oh, certainly.
Matrimony, that's a word of Latin origin.
Yes, yes.
But they
yes.
didn't get married like we think with the like, priest and et cetera.
No. It was, it was like consensual. Consensual and like an official document. And then they had an exchange of wheat or something. You exchanged something and a dowry and all that stuff. Why they had all that?
Where does the word matrimony come from?
Well, you can see it's mater matris, you see, of the mother, like it's mothering. Of course, there are other ones like conjugal, conjugium is actually the more common word for matrimony or marriage, and they're conjugere, to join. Conjugal.
What did the Romans do? Did the women take the man's name when they got married like we do? I'm
trying to think of it. Cornelia. Well, they would take the family name, the whole family name, that they would keep. Like the Cornelian family. Well, then the women were called Cornelia, and the men Cornelius, you see. But like Cicero, for example, Marcus Tullius Cicero. Tullius is the whole family for generations. That was the family name. And so his wife would have been a Tullia. But it's interesting, like the women had money and had bank accounts and were quite independent.
Did they have something like a civil marriage, like the
registered?
Yes. But I mean, those are two words of Latin origin: civil and register, no?
Register. Yes. Civil, civilis, that belongs to the citizens, is civil.
So they got their names got put into files.
Yeah, they had records of things, certainly.
But it was file. And they had, file, you know, which is a word we use all the time, is a Latin word. What does it mean?
Well, filum, I don't know, but it's the same word. Filum is a line or a wire.
Not a thread.
Well, that's a certain name, certainly. That's a filum. So maybe that's, you know, to hold things together in a line would be to have to file.
Well, now I have a question for you. You're American. I don't know if you do this in America. In England, when people get married and they don't have a big enough house, they put up a huge tent, which they call... a marquee.
Really?
For the party. How would you translate that into Latin?
Well, tabernaculum is a tent. Tabernacle. Tabernaculum is a tent. Papilio is a tent. Yeah, certainly. That's the problem.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.